Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss the once-in-a-lifetime eclipse, the cursed doll I found at a garage sale, Gypsy Rose and JoJo Siwa's Mother Off, and whether or not America is ready for a villain winner of Drag Race. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Oh my goodness, it's another beautiful day. Don't look at the sun today, Corey.
Always in the sun, but nobody's sun in me.
Oh,
always
right.
In the sun, but nobody's sun's ever in me. You don't know that audio? You don't know that?
You're giving me, I'm giving you dot, dot, dot. You know about that?
Always.
Ellipse.
Ellipse. Speaking
a total
of ellipse.
Ellipse.
Hey,
a total
hey,
ellipse.
Hey, during eclipse season.
What is that housewife that's like, eclipse, eclipse, eclipse?
Wait, actually, hold on. I need to tweet that.
There's yes, a meme for you. Get to work quick.
Fuck, I hurry up and end this episode so I can whip that up.
That's a, who is that who says that?
Dorinda,
she's blonde.
Not to be confused with Dorit, who you often mix up.
Okay. Anyway, I've reached my limit.
The easy way to remember him, since you ask, is Dorinda's the very clip, and Dorit's very. That's a very chic wind chime, Jamie Lee Curtis.
Anyway, okay, so let's talk about the eclipse. Have you ever seen an eclipse?
You know who I hope looks right at it.
Trump again.
God.
I can't believe
he
did.
I see a lot of warnings about burn your retina. I don't know anyone who's burnt their retina.
I saw a TikTok this morning of a woman who was like, when they say don't look at it, I promise you don't look at it. The last one, the one that Trump looked at it, was the same one she looked at it. And she thought, what? And she was like, what could possibly go wrong? So she looked at it. She was looking at it. She was appreciating it or whatever for like 10 or 15 seconds. I mean, this episode is... this comes out the day after the eclipse, so here's the good news. If you looked at it and you didn't see any issues that day, yesterday, that's normal. But if you woke up today and you couldn't see, well, that's also normal. And she said she can't see every other word when she's reading something because like she's got like randomized like blind spots in her vision from looking at the eclipse for 15 seconds.
Damn. Look at that eclipse.
Yeah,
look at that
so
eclipse.
Don't do it.
Look at that eclipse.
Yeah, sure. No, don't.
Well, listen, this episode is coming out after, so people miss their chance. Catch it next time.
How often does the eclipse happen? Often.
They're always all once in a lifetime. Once in a lifetime.
Well, it's once in a lifetime where the eclipse is viewable from like land or like, you know, habitable places or your country or your state.
Yeah, someone at my run club was like, oh, are you traveling for the eclipse? I said, no, do people do that? And he said, yeah, a lot of people do that, and you seem like the type.
You know what?
Was that a read?
I think there's nothing wrong with being into a celestial experience that brings humanity together to feel part of something, you know, or whatever.
Well, you know, the MAGA crowd is, they all think it's like zombie apocalypse again. They think the eclipse is going to trigger the substance in our COVID vaccines, and we're going to start eating.
My chip is starting to glitch.
Did your chip ever itch?
My chip is a glitch.
Hey, so do you think as a
Tyler... Are we doing Look at That Horse?
Do you think as a Tyler during eclipse season, mm-hmm. do you feel extra special because of Bonnie Tyler's total eclipse of the heart? Do you know feel what? Any camaraderie?
No, but we did listen to that yesterday in the car.
Who's we? You and
the fam. The fam. I have family in town. We went to the Lakers game yesterday.
I color me gagged when I saw you post a Lakers story on your Instagram.
We were down on the floor. I was next to where they run out. I was all like, what is going on?
I saw that and I couldn't believe. I thought, oh, another woman at La Rambla stole his phone.
And went to the Lakers game.
We
lost the game. The Lakers lost.
No. But did everyone have fun?
Yes, I had a beer.
Did you get any, like, game day snacks? Do you have, like, a hot dog or nachos?
I went to this, well, there was like a little stand that was like, not a little stand, it was a built-in restaurant of the stadium, and it was deli sandwiches, and so I got a turkey sandwich, and it was warmed up, and it was so delicious.
How fucking boring are you?
It came with a bag of chips, a tiny little bag of chips. It came with a pickle spear. It came and I got a side of coleslaw, and the side of coleslaw was so humongous. I felt so awkward at my, like, walking back to my seat with this huge coleslaw. Like I'm some like monster who eats coleslaw with a spoon, which I was at the Lakers game.
Did you put any salt or pepper on your coleslaw?
I was not about to like doctor it up. I was feeling shame. Honestly.
Talk about changing the game. A little salt and pepper in your coleslaw. Ooh, baby.
My coleslaw was a third of the size of my beer.
Okay. She had a
and
big
And my
coleslaw.
Beer was big, baby. My beer was big, baby.
The big game's always serving big servings.
Well, as it should. Big game, big servings.
Well, you don't want to have to go back.
Yeah, well, it was fun. You know, I was very like, well, yeah, they're doing it, I guess. And they're like, it's weird to see the sports athletes like doing it. And like, you can hear them like, like for running five, around.
For five doll hairs, who did they play?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Honestly, maybe, okay, so there was like in the logo of the other team, I think it was like there was maybe a horse. Look at that horse.
Pistons.
No. And
we are all about horses.
They were either Nebraska or something similar like that, something like flyover experience. Like they were maybe Missouri type of energy. Like,
were they
like,
giving Minnesota Timberwolves?
Yes, the Timberwolves, which is very like a horse, the Timberwolf.
Yeah, wolves and horse. I think play cousins, at least, if not
long,
the same.
long snout.
What do they call animals when it's like kingdom, phylum, xylo?
Yes.
Genre.
There's the animal kingdom.
Breakdowns of animal kingdom.
Genius. Guinness.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was looking for. Like, actually I wasn't too far off. Kingdom, phylum, class, order, family, genus, species.
You know what? I went into the Animal Crossing Museum yesterday for like the first time in years. And they have a whole section where they have the silhouettes of iconic Animal Crossing villagers, and then they have a little line that goes down to
back.
down to their like their ancestor bones or whatever. I have never seen that room. I was bewildered. I was like, damn, they're really pushing evolution on our children.
Did you get a new villager?
I did. I got
welcome.
I got Puddles.
Puddles. Now, is that a frog, I believe?
She's a pink frog pop star, and my island is all monkeys and frogs. And
do you have Elise?
I'm sorry, what?
Do you have Elise?
No, I own.
Babe, you should get Elise. She's a monkey. What's your problem with her?
Is it I don't know the woman. You know what? I do need more
she wears
woman
glasses
villagers,
like
though.
You.
Pass. I got Puddles, who is perfect. She's gonna be living right next to Wart Jr. and Jambat.
You know because of my fear of frogs, I've never allowed a frog to live on my island.
Well, you know what? She was kind of giving me some type of ooh la la sensation. I was supposed to do a villager hunt that day, and then I was like, oh, I got a camper at the campsite. This is gonna ruin all my plans if this villager is somebody that I could actually see on the island. And I'm like, don't be a frog. I said, don't be a frog, don't be a monkey, and especially don't be a girl villager because I need more girl villagers. So I go in and it's a girl frog and she's a fun color. It's like, oh, it's over.
Damn.
Yeah. So.
Damn. So, anyway, why is there such a sausage fest on your island, bro?
Well, one thing led to another. I don't know. Well... It's, I mean, I do have Sherry. Or is it Cherie? I don't know. She's the
Ask
monkey
her.
With she's
Ask
the monkey
her.
With piss hands. She's like a normal monkey, but she's got yellow hands. It's like, so we call her piss hands.
I think Sherry? That's bullying. I think it's Shari.
Shari, not Shari, but I'm cool for this summer, not last summer.
Hey, speaking of piss hands.
Sure.
Did you see the new JoJo Siwa video?
Is there piss hands?
No, I was making that up.
Well, honestly, I can make the connection because she was doing some very heavy choreography in the water. And you know, what is water but a container for all of Earth's piss?
When's the last time you peed in a pool?
Peed in a pool. Not often, and very, very long ago, perhaps. I don't think I pee in pools because I have this this fear of, I was told at a very young age, because we had a pool, and we were told if you pee, the water changes color around you and everyone will know. So that's I'm not risking it for the biscuit.
I think that's the good kind of lie. Everyone's always like, lying's bad. I think that's a good kind of lie.
Okay.
I think, whose parent came up with that first?
I don't know, but it worked on me.
It's same. They told it in my family, too.
The yeah, one no, thing boomers I'm not a pool pisser. I'm not a pool pisser, especially at the Jackson public pool. That's okay. The last thing I need. Okay.
Well, my grandparents had a pool, so we got to swim in peace. We didn't have to hear other kids yelling and splashing.
Swim in peace or swim in peas?
Both, probably.
Mm. Yeah, I once had to get out of the Jackson public pool because somebody pooped. Or, well, there was poop. There was a poop, like a poop.
Do you know who it was?
No, it was like in the summer, in the middle of the day. So it was like all of these, like... What are they called? Summer camp groups there on like their like you know they're no. scheduled.
Did you so see it?
Yes.
Was it like a log? Not to be like, was it a log?
You know what? But... This is such a distant memory that like part of my memory of it is like in the retelling of the story of it. So like I don't know if I saw it, but I remember seeing it. You know what I mean? Because I remember the story.
You know I'm not big into this talk, but the only reason I ask is because it's like. If it were, someone would have had to pull.
Or is this just from a movie I'm remembering? Is it from a TV show? Like, is this really my life? I don't know anymore.
Somebody would have had to, like, pull their bathing suit over to the side, you know?
Well,
if a little boy is wearing poo-able. Mesh, if a little boy is wearing swim trunks with like a mesh netting in it, that's not getting out.
So it was a girl.
That's not getting out without a little help.
So it was a girl.
But a girl in a bikini bottom, she could just pull it over.
Uh-huh.
Unleash the beast.
Anyway, we have to go back to JoJo Siwa because we have big updates this week on the bad girl era of JoJo Siwa. Have you seen, first of all, have you heard the song Karma? It's now officially out.
I skimmed the video because I saw everyone on Twitter was all like, drink every time she humps a girl. I watched it. I was like, I only saw humping on one part on the
beach. You only drank once?
Yeah, I was disappointed. There I was, sober, watching a JoJo Siwa video.
It could happen to you. She she's here, she's queer, I saw an interview where she was like, you know what, I want to make a new genre of music, gay pop. Did you see this?
What?
And then Tegan and Sarah stitched it at the end, and they like look at each other. And the quote tweet of the video was like, it's remarkable how JoJo Siwa thinks she's the first lesbian. Or has she never met any? Does she not do her homework? Like, I don't know. Sometimes when you're doing press, you're just saying shit. You know, maybe it wasn't as deep as she thought it was. She's just talking. She's on a press tour. She's chirp alert, chirp, chirp, yappy yap.
I didn't know.
Not to defend JoJo Siwa, but like, who among us hasn't just said shit?
And then,
yeah.
Was this like when you did your own press that time in London?
Doesn't ring a bell. Did I? What do you mean? Oh, when I was at the BBC building drunk?
I don't know. Yeah, you just.
They were doing a live recording outside the... Yes, they were doing like a live something outside the BBC building. And I was coming home from the bars and I was in the background of some type of like, I don't know, live on the street situation. It was giving Today Show, but over yonder, you know.
And you said, I've got something to say.
I didn't, no.
Where's the lesbian pop?
Anyway, so JoJo Siwa... Okay, so people have really been asking me, like, what are your thoughts? I think a lot of people, about the JoJo Siwa of it all. First of all, a Nickelodeon star being an out and proud, like, lesbian and being sexual and being, in expressing themselves, I am all for. And if it's cringe just because, like, from my perspective it's cringe, doesn't mean it's cringe for everyone. And certainly there's going to be young girls that see this and are like, oh my gosh, like, maybe that's what I'm feeling. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it puts a possibility model for young girls. It's a good thing. But did I find it cringe? No. Is it worthy of claiming you're having your, like, rebrand in, like a big rebrand moment when maybe I'm just old? And the answer is yes. But, like, can you name another JoJo Siwa song?
No, I couldn't.
And that's not disrespect. It's just like, oh, wow, I'm far removed from the audience that this is for. And so when I see all of the like 30-something gays being critical of JoJo Siwa or like making fun of her or like blah, 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 or like having a million things to say, it's like, maybe you're not the audience for this. And I think a lot of us that are having a lot of thoughts about it or a lot of the media gays that we see making jokes and stuff about it on Twitter, we're not the audience, and that's okay.
I mean, some gays are gonna like it.
Certainly.
It has
been stuck in my head. But when I saw the song on New Music Friday, which was very shadily placed like in the 70s of the New Music Friday playlist, I thought, damn, that's shady.
That's
to put it
shady?
That low. Yes, I do. If it's not in the... Yes, that's shady.
I think it's not shady if you literally can't even name another song of hers.
Well, she is the topic of the week.
Well, it's been 2 weeks now.
Anyway, it has been stuck in my head. I did not add it to a playlist because I didn't want to hear it again. No offense to the situation. Yeah.
Wow. So she's got another fan.
And it's you, girl.
Welcome.
I think my problem with the Bad Girl rebrand is that it feels so derivative because it is so derivative, and there's nothing wrong with that, but like she's following a model that is a replica of a replica of a replica of a replica. Like it's if Madonna did it first, which certainly she didn't, like certainly there's other pop or other performers that had rebrands before Madonna. But like if Madonna popularized the concept of eras and rebrands and having a bad girl moment or whatever, then okay. So then you had whatever pop stars replicated that, and then whatever pop stars replicated that. And then we come down and trickle down to JoJo. So like if it feels forced, it's because there's such a photocopy flattening of the experience of a pop star rebranding themselves. Just, you know what I mean? So like, you can't blame JoJo Siwa.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Did you watch Gaga's 2 minute and 30 second Nurtec video she put up this morning?
I did.
What was the takeaway? I didn't make it past, hey, it's LG.
Oh, maybe I didn't. I think I saw a shortened version. I don't know. She's got headaches, and Nurtec is doing the damn thing. Yes, queen, mama, slay.
Well.
You know that picture of a Secret Service guy whispering into George W. Bush's ear while he's reading children's books at the school during 9/11?
I was going to say, they say that's from 9/11.
Yeah, and the person whispering to him allegedly says, like, a second plane has hit the World Trade Center. I saw a tweet this morning that was all, a second Nurtec ad has hit the internet.
I need that.
Look at this clip.
So you didn't watch it. You didn't watch it.
I did. Well, I mean, I'm not the audience. This head is not aching, okay? I'm, knock on wood, but like I'm not feeling migraines. I'm not needing my Nurtec.
Wow.
Did you watch it? Is it going to go into Power Hour?
No, she's not.
I think you need to make a new Lady Gaga Power Hour. So Corey used to do this thing where he would take 60 songs.
Who are you talking to?
The people at home, the listeners.
They know me.
JoJo Siwa.
They know what I've
JoJo's listening,
to.
JoJo. So, oh my God, JoJo Siwa Power Hour win.
When she has 60 songs with videos.
There you have it. I think a lot of your power hours really do need upgrades, updates. Like all the Beyonce songs that could be added to the Beyonce power hour, all the Gaga songs.
There was never a Beyonce power hour.
Exactly.
There was never an individual.
Exactly.
There was never, no one got one.
You're telling me Lady Gaga never had a power hour? A Lady Gaga power hour?
Do you think she has 60 music videos?
100% yes.
Yeah, but I stopped doing that 10 years ago.
There's still time. And all you need is 50.
Maybe for your
40th. You need is 58 because now we have two Nurtec ads.
Perfect. So I'll open and close with that.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay, well, that sounds wonderful.
I do have some Gypsy Rose updates.
Oh, God. Let's hear it, honey. I can't wait.
Well, she got matching husky tattoos with her ex. Not the guy she's separating from, but a different ex.
And not the one that her mother?
I don't know. I didn't check his background. So that's one update. And then the other update is she is getting a nose job, and she sent exclusive pictures to TMZ. So, you know.
Do you pre-sell that exclusive to get the money to get the nose job to then sell the pics?
I don't know. That's a good pregunta. I don't know the order of events.
You think she's going to go full cock destroyer?
Oh, well, I mean, she's halfway there. Just
with a nose job?
No, with the energy, with the vibe, with the je ne sais quoi, with that. She's got charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent. What do you have?
She's got that good.
Yes, that's what I mean.
I have a whole lot.
I think I have a whole lot. When are we gonna get a Gypsy Rose JoJo Siwa experience? That would be the intersection of pop culture of 2024 that we kind of need.
Are you saying they're both fighting for Mother of the Year?
Ooh.
Are JoJo Siwa and Gypsy Rose having a mother off?
Maybe. It would have been a gag if JoJo Siwa was dry humping on the beach Gypsy Rose.
Actually, who will be the first musical artist to put Gypsy Rose in their music video?
There's still time for JoJo Siwa. And Karma is a bitch.
Correct answer. Did you not?
It's kind of the theme song of her life.
Why doesn't she get a verse on it from her?
There's who do we know?
Gypsy Rose music career coming this year?
I would be okay with it.
Why isn't Leland writing her a song?
We don't know that he's not.
He must have a pop song in his arsenal that somebody passed on that he could just
Karma offer. By JoJo Siwa was a Miley Cyrus scrapped song from Can't Be Tamed. And that's not like a joke. That's like a real. That's real.
You fact checked for once?
Things have been checked. Facts have been facts. Facts are facts, America.
Very unlike you.
Did you feel a shaking?
Oh my God. I'm not talking about it.
So San Francisco can talk all their lives about the big one coming. But once New York City has a earthquake, you don't want to talk about it.
Whenever there's a moment like this where there's something happens and it goes on and on for 5 days, my mind always goes back to those people who complain that one day a year they have to see my Spotify Wrapped for just one day a year.
Mm.
I've been having to see and consume earthquake, New York, New Jersey earthquake content for days.
Well, then you're following the wrong people, because on my timeline, I woke up to all of it already published. Everyone had already made all their jokes. By the end of the day, we were moved on to the Plain Jane corporate meme. Like, we had moved on.
No. I'm still seeing on my TikTok things about, oh, look at my dog's reaction on my indoor ring camera.
Pass.
Why do we have indoor ring cameras?
Surveillance state. We're addicted to the surveillance state.
Why are you filming your children watching a TV show? So, that camera's just running all the time.
Well, you never know what you need to know until you need
to
know it.
Those cameras should only come on the inside when you hit the panic button. You know when you push your phone, the button on your phone 5 times and an alarm goes off?
I didn't know that, but okay.
You didn't know that?
No, but I once had like a weed pen that you had to turn on with 5 clicks. And when you click it 5 times to turn it on, then you hold it to suck in, and then you click it 5 times to turn it off. It feels like I'm doing Morse code. It's like I've got a counter when on The Amazing Race. Hey, are you watching Amazing Race? Hey, are you watching Survivor?
Obviously.
Oh my God, the girls are merging.
Are you still watching?
Yes, honey.
The last week's episode got a little misogynistic for me, honey.
When, where, why, how?
When Q was all shut up and vote for who I tell you to vote for, woman, and be grateful that you're still here.
That doesn't ring a bell. Maybe I missed an episode.
Well, they merged. Did you watch the merge?
I did watch the merge. Was that from that episode?
It's not even a merge. It's a fake merge. It's like Murgatory. And then they're always like, oh, the Murgatory. And nothing makes me more mad than the fact that they do it at 13 people and one person has to just sit out of that competition. You're telling me my fate? You're telling me my fate lies within the fact that I have to pick which group I think's going to win?
Yeah, that's boring. Life.
It's stupid is what it is.
Well.
It's dumb.
Well.
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 Also, and you know what I feel about The Amazing Race?
They're really not showing that lesbian couple.
Here's what I've been really thinking.
Though I'm not caught up. I didn't watch last week's episode.
So I think the problem was I used to watch the show and be like, oh, that's so easy. I could do that. And then we did it when we were okay at it. And so then like now
let me just fact check that real quick. We were not just okay at it. We share the record for most
humble.
Hold on. We share the record for most wins of any team ever on The Amazing Race. How many teams have ever been on it? How many seasons have they done? We're not just okay at it. Ma. Okay.
Well, at least tell all of our stats.
Go on. I don't know any others.
We're like one of three teams to make the final twice.
Okay.
We're the only team that's made the final twice that's never received a non-elimination leg.
Go on with it.
Both of the other teams that have made it to the final three twice with us, both on one of their seasons, survived with a non-elimination.
We're the only team to ever survive a U-turn?
No.
And U-turn another team?
No, honey, that ain't
And the only team to ever, you know, do it. Anyway, okay, so
anyway,
enough so about now us.
Now when I watch it, and now I have that, now I get even more frustrated when they had to do a Rebus puzzle is?
No.
Baby, they had to do a puzzle as one half of the detour this week, and when I tell you, you and I would have been done with that challenge in under a minute. I'm not even exaggerating.
Well, certain tests are testing certain skills that some people don't have or that some people do have.
That's true. And that's very fair. A couple of the teams that had been in the back for the first part of the season suddenly excelled when they got an easy puzzle and did it as quickly as you and I would have done it.
You know, I was watching it with some people and
watching it with some people.
And they were like, making conspiracies about why they weren't showing the lesbians. And I was like, it's really probably not that deep. I bet you they were just in the middle of the pack. Nobody passed them and they didn't pass anybody else. And so like they had no storyline that episode, especially when there's like 10 teams left. If you're not seeing teams, it's not because they're being silenced. It's because they didn't have something to say or nothing happened with them.
Right. If you're invisible in an episode of The Amazing Race, it's 100% that you ran a pretty clean leg, no major successes, no major mishaps. You just ran a pretty straightforward, boring leg. And it also probably means that you're not going to be in the final three as a team. But yeah, I don't think they're... I don't know. There's always at the beginning when there's this many teams, everybody gets like 5 minutes an episode.
Anyway, I'm enjoying Survivor. I'm enjoying Amazing Race.
Wow.
I'm enjoying Drag Race.
My God.
We're at the finale of season 16. Was this the final three you thought we were going to have going into season six? I mean, seeing the 16 or season 16, I feel like we made predictions of who we wanted in the finals. And I think this is pretty close.
I feel like I did think Saphira and Nymphia would both be there.
Yes.
So I guess we're smart or we watch a lot of reality TV. I was shocked they did a final three instead of a final four, but I'm actually here for it. If we're just going to let Leland write them all individual songs to perform at the finale and I mean, that's what it's been the last 3 years, 2 years at least. Then I'm like, yeah, they don't need four. They don't need to do it. I'm excited to see the lip sync SmackDown Showdown Lollapalooza next week. I think that's a fun way to involve the eliminated queens and give somebody else 50K. I hope there's a surprise in the lip sync showdown, SmackDown, whatever, Lollapalooza. Like, I know Morphine and Lamonda Page. What's her name?
Maya.
I know that Maya. I know they're both great performers. I've seen them both lip sync a lot this season. I would love to see some other people celebrate it. I mean, I think they'll be tough to beat. So good for them if they do go far in this little bracket.
I would love Mirage
for surprises.
Mirage, a mandatory meeting to really both could surprise us. I think Mirage, that wouldn't be surprising, but like I think it would be fun to see them thrive.
That was my thought exactly. I'm like, let somebody who went out early who can still kick and sing and buck and whatever do well.
So the rate a queen of it all. So
it was just a gag for one episode.
It was a gag at the start. The two queens that received the potions, neither usage of the potion made any difference in the end, especially for the second use, which was used on the last time you could use it, which was a non-elimination episode anyway. And then you have both of them making it to the finale. I kind of feel it would be a gag if all the eliminated queens now rated the final three and decided which two of the three were in the final two.
I'd be here for that.
It kind of put a bow on the end of whatever this was supposed to be.
Yeah, the potions were weird. I mean, say what Jane will say about her jokingly being upset about not having a perfect track record and having to lip sync for her life. Baby, you were supposed to be lip syncing for your life in that episode where there was no elimination. And yes, it didn't happen, but you were in the bottom that week.
No, she was safe.
She was in the bottom.
She was low safe at worst. She was never told she was in the bottom.
I know, but I read between the lines.
Well, keep reading. Keep reading, mama. Mama. Read, mama.
I'm interested to see what... I'm honestly more interested in the lip sync SmackDown showdown than the finale.
I worry...
Just crown Safira and be done with it.
Safira, to me, is the winner of the season. Plain Jane would be a fierce winner because, like, there is something cunty about a villain winner, and I think that would be fun as far as, like, archetypes of what we've had so far in the past. The only thing that's working really against Safira as a winner is, like, we just had the mother archetype win last season.
Win.
And so it would be... I would be surprised if they did it twice in a row. I think she is the winner of the season. But I kind of feel like... Well, it could be justified as any of the final three, which is fun. I like that feeling. I'm curious how it's going to go.
Not Jane bringing up a mandatory meeting in her interview after having not seen this girl for a month.
Yeah, that's I found that loser and behavior.
She's still living rent-free in her head. Honey.
Yeah, well...
I was like, okay, just when I thought you weren't the villain that I thought you were.
Hey, I went to a garage sale this weekend.
Ooh-wee. Was it a garage or a yard?
It was a yard sale.
I saw that baby doll you got.
It was a yard sale. I got a little clown doll. And I go,
how much?
I go, oh, how much is this? And she goes, oh, that was my grandmother's. And I said, I kind of need it. And she was like, I almost didn't put it out. I didn't know if anybody would want it. And I said, well, it's great. I love it. And she's like, you know, you can have it for free. Which makes me feel like it's cursed. Which makes me feel like this is like a, you know, she almost fumbled the delivery of the curse by really like tempting me.
Don't you know how to uncurse a doll?
I keep forgetting.
It's very easy. You got a garbage bag.
No, we don't have a budget. I've just kind of been throwing things around.
You got to put it in a garbage bag with a rat tail and a little bit of glitter.
I don't got those things.
And then you twist it like this. You don't tie the bag. You spin it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You got a bathtub?
Yes. Yes, I do.
You got to put the baby in the bathtub.
You got to throw the baby out with the bathwater?
Yes.
I think I would.
Well, so where's that doll going to live?
I don't know. It's literally on the ground right here. It's I need to honor it in some type of way.
On the ground?
You know what? It is. Okay. It's just sitting right here.
My most important question. What's about that? The garage sale slash yard sale.
What's that?
They take Venmo at those these days?
They did not. I asked. I said, do you take Venmo?
They want cash only at a garage sale?
Cold hard cash. And you know what? I got 10 records. I got my doll. I got the Secret Language of Birthdays coffee table book. It's a huge coffee table book. What?
Wait. People been telling me I need to have that.
Well, I saw it in I saw it and my family was like, oh, we all have a copy of that. You need it.
You need to take a picture of my birthday and send it me.
Send it to me, Rachel. Rachel, send it to me, Rachel. Where is it on TikTok?
Send it me.
You know what I'm saying?
Or you could, no, I thought you were giving that gay in the canoe or kayak and he's drowning. He's like, Sarah.
No, but Sarah. Yes, but no. I'm talking about there's that mom who the daughter was like, oh, Jesus was seen. And she goes, where, Rachel? Oh, where? Yes, yes, send it to me, Rachel. Where is it? Send it to me, please.
Okay, so yeah, or you could just open it right now and do a dramatic reading. How big are the birthday pages?
They're big. I read mine. It was long. They're each a two-pager. So it's like the spread of the pages is your birthday.
Okay, we'll say you got a scanner.
No, I'll take a picture. I'll send it to you.
All right.
So I got that. I got a mirror. All that for like $20. And my cursed doll.
And you had cash, honey.
Yes.
Damn.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. So life's good over here.
Damn. Anything else you want to talk about or say?
That's everything on my list. What about you?
No, I only had one more question.
Hit me.
It's a little bit Cowboy Carter related. So I've been seeing a lot of people on TikTok talking about really listening to the lyrics of the songs. And it's just like, who's not? When you're listening to music, are you not listening to the lyrics?
Some people are not.
Who are those people?
They walk among
us.
Are they the
same people that have no internal monologue?
Possibly, probably, actually. Like, I think there's times when I'm not really listening to the lyrics of a song.
Yeah, I guess. But it's like all these people on TikTok posting about dissecting Cowboy Carter, talking about how it's the best album of the year, really dissecting it. And then they're going to post and be like, well, I've been listening to Two Most Wanted on repeat. And then my friend was like, listen to the lyrics. And then I did and I cried. Like, what?
Some people just like a pretty sound.
I'm like, what? I'm just like, who? If you're listening out there, I get it. Yeah, sometimes I'm at the club and maybe like a unce unce comes on. I mean, those don't even really have lyrics, but it's like all these people going all out acting like this is their album of the year and they're not even listening to the lyrics. What are you doing?
Well, it takes a second. It takes a second to like cognitively process something. Some people are dumb, and they want that, and that's okay.
Gosh,
you're telling me you never read a paragraph and had to reread it?
Yes.
So that's you're that girl.
My brain goes adrift sometimes when I'm reading, and I start thinking about something else. And I'm like, oh wait, go back.
So imagine if you're listening to music where you can also go adrift with like the melody or the production, or there's a lot of things you can take in at once. Not everyone is processing all those things at once, Corey.
I mean, one time when I was on mushrooms, I was listening to this Sarah Bareilles song that I really like, and I was listening to it on repeat, and I was going through
butterfly.
No, I was listening to each specific instrument. Only through each listen, and that was fun. You should try it.
Okay. Well, some people can't do that, okay? Some people are dumb.
I'll send you the song. Yeah. All right.
All right. All right. Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me listening to the lyrics of songs because my brain is full of thoughts all the time.
Okay.
And you, Itu?
You can find me staring directly into the sun.
Eclipse! Eclipse! Eclipse!
Bye!